House by Christopher Lee, featuring Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
And so, Mr. Deputy Speaker, I'm perfectly sure that the House will agree when I say, through an unwillingness to examine properly the ways in which we safeguard our state, unnecessarily lax systems have proved unnecessarily dangerous.
Will the Right Honourable Member give way?
I will give way to the Honourable Member, but then I must be allowed to finish.
I'm grateful to the Right Honourable Member. Mr. Deputy Speaker, I wonder if he'd tell the House how he's going to change things. No one on his side has ever had the guts to ask blunt questions. They just sit there in their big leather armchairs and their fancy cloaks and plot how they can protect their old schoolmates in MI6s and 7s.
Hey.
Then how is it that the KGB has been shut down, but we, Mr. Deputy Speaker, have to be building a blooming great big new headquarters for our James Bond?
Clearly the member opposite has no intention of making a contribution. Instead, he asks fatuous questions to catch the headlines of his local rag,
and will never
believe anything he's told.
Order. Point of order, Mr. Wigton.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Speaker. Can you tell me why the Right Honourable Member should be allowed to make slanderous remarks instead of answering a simple question? Doesn't the House have a right to be treated with a little more respect?
I mean, the right ding-dong those two, aren't they, sir?
Well, Mr. Sharp, even when it's all but empty, that's what the chamber's for.
Oh, of course, sir, of course. Great traditions. I know that, sir.
Night, Charles.
Night. I doubt even the arguments have changed in the last 100 years.
Charles Dickens. He worked here, didn't he? One of the reporters.
Certainly did, and a scurrilous fist he made of it, by all accounts. I wonder how many of our friends in the gallery are budding authors.
They tell me that Miss Cameron knows her stuff.
Yes, well.
And mind you, she should do, shouldn't she, sir? I mean, after all, she was a member one time.
Right, now I must be off.
Strange you're giving it up, as she did.
I wouldn't have thought strange is the right description. I imagine a fat journalistic checkbook did the trick.
Not wanting to speak out of turn, sir, but according to the old great...
I really wouldn't know. Oh, there's Mr. Baxter, excuse me.
Supposed to have been a relationship, so to speak. And from what I hear, sir, the other party was, as they say, well placed.
Ah, Charles, there you are. I thought you might have stayed.
Good night, Mr. Sharp. Come on, Dougal. A night, Cap.
Night, Sir Charles. Mr. Baxter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Night.
The man really is a disgrace.
Then you shouldn't let him get to you. Especially when you're on your feet. He always does it.
Wigton's the original pinko dissenter in this place.
Of course he is not, Dougal.
But even his own party finds him embarrassing.
Wigton's a bit of a dinosaur, yes, I'll grant you that. But you've been around long enough not to take him seriously.
Do you expect me to sit there and say nothing?
That's up to you, but the moment you start trying to put him down, you run into trouble. That's when people wake up and wonder what he said.
There wasn't anyone to wake up. We hardly had a quorum. I had to call the department myself, me, to ask for someone on the front bench.
On that, you're right. What do you think is going on? I'd have thought we'd have wanted to be there. Perhaps even a statement.
Well, it's obvious. They've decided the best way to stop questions about security is to make it clear they'll not answer in the chamber.
Written answers only.
Of course.
And on a Friday, like last week.
It's not good enough, Charles. Not good enough. If I'm chairman of the Intelligence Committee, I need to be seen and heard.
Well, you are. That's what the committee's about.
Oh, I'm not a fool. All our evidence is taken in camera.
There's your report. That's public.
And it'll have more blank pages than our new economic policy.
You make speeches, like tonight.
And when I do, I have to spend 30 minutes saying nothing.
You knew that when you took it on. You said yourself it would be a... What did you call it?
A low profile. But I didn't expect to have to sit in a cupboard with a sack over my head.
You know, Dougal, you're sounding like old Wickham.
Hmm?
Perhaps your natural allies.
Dougal's problem is that he takes himself too seriously.
Well, it was only an adjournment debate, after all. I was surprised he was even there. Still, got himself a mention.
Of course he did.
Listen to this. Baxter calls for checks on spies.
Well done, him. Henry will be delighted. He's coming down tomorrow, isn't he?
What? Oh, Dougal, yeah, says he is.
Roz?
He hasn't said she won't.
But he will.
Roz will be in Leeds. She always is on these occasions.
Do you know why they married in the first place?
She's rich. At least her family is.
And Kay Bennett? She's not.
Yes, well, he didn't marry Kay, did he?
Will he?
Not he. He wouldn't break with his church. You know, Dougal, he'd never have the guts to sin without the promise of the absolution on Fridays.
Does she know that?
Absolutely. Anyway, that's all over.
Not according to Alex. They were in the same restaurant the other night. Hands across the table, very bilateral.
What does that mean?
It means, darling, that our serious friend is still paying the bills.
Is he, by George?
At last. We were about to send out some vermin.
Sorry, couldn't get a cab.
Or couldn't get up.
Meow.
Coffee?
Please. Happy birthday.
Darling, pour Alex a coffee, will you?
Oh, hello.
Black. She's just got up. And it's tomorrow.
What is?
Oh, Charles, really. Your birthday. Never mind, darling. We'll remind you when the telegram arrives.
I still think it's better than good morning and things. So, happy birthday.
When you get to Charles's age, you prefer good morning. That right, darling?
Thanks.
Look, will you excuse me? I have a couple of matters I must attend to.
Oh, dear. Something I said?
Not at all. When Charles says he has matters to attend to, it's usually something I've said.
You really must not get so excited, my dear.
Listen, Henry, it's been 4 weeks. You must know something.
Must? Surely. It amounts to the same prerogative. Yes, I suppose we do. But there's little you don't yourself.
What about the note? Haven't your forensic people come up with anything?
Ah, yes, your note. Let me see. Isn't it time the party faithful were told of the party's unfaithful? An amusing sentiment.
It is not at all amusing. If there's a scandal, I need to know. We simply can't afford to go to conference with this hanging over.
But Charles, perhaps our mystery letter writer is but following Damocles. Perhaps he wishes to demonstrate the uncertainty of life and nothing more.
Unlikely.
Yet when anything hangs by a thread, all is unlikely. Tell me, why do you take this so seriously?
Because you do.
Oh, so I do. I'd quite forgotten.
And because there's already a rumour in the house.
Of oppression and deceit. Was ever thus.
In real life, Henry, Westminster is not a wilderness. The house is no hideaway. And it's my job to nail this one before it ruins the little chance we have of rebuilding our credibility.
Oh, such a splendid, splendid sentiment. However, it presupposes nothing more than rumour.
One may always hope.
Naturally. The sadness is that it has wings.
Oh, that's all we need. Who else knows?
Our cousins in Washington. They ask if I know anything about scandal in our most high places.
The CIA is hardly clean. You told them it was nonsense, of course.
And I said what I always tell on these occasions, Charles.
Which is?
Of course I know, but there's nothing to worry about. All under control.
But it's not.
I'm afraid not. A butterfly beats its wings in the Southern Ocean.
And
a bedroom door slams shut in Westminster. Chaos has such beauty and such bewitching logic.
I must say, I thought it was quite unhelpful.
It wasn't meant to be out, else.
Oh, don't come that folksy stuff with me, Dennis. I do not intend to let this committee become a talking shop, I have you know.
You won't have me know, because you and me knows different. Tell me one real thing your lot have done. I'll show you a nine-bob nose.
Knowing you, you probably could.
I'm serious. Intelligence committee. Yes, men, a lot of them.
Oh, this is a waste of time.
Well, ask them about phone tapping. Ask them about opening people's letters. Ask them about files and every bloody one of us in this place.
You forget, I was Home Secretary.
That's why no one in our house could stand and would look for laughing. Well, they heard you were chairman. It's a piece of rotten fix.
Now, let me guess, Dennis, you were congratulating Dougal on his preferment.
You can laugh. Preferment? I'd have preferred a monkey.
You mean someone from your lot?
No, no, calm down. The chamber's through there. You're not on candid camera now.
Look, I'll make a bargain with you.
You'd rather shake hands with a coalboard.
You give me half a dozen things you think the Intelligence Committee should examine, and I promise to put them on the list.
Living transfer list.
I'm serious. You have my word.
There you are, Dennis. That's fair.
Oh, you may think so, Charlie, but you don't think I'm going to believe a word. Go on, do you?
I don't actually care what you believe, but the offer's there. It's up to you.
Mm. When would you want this, this list thing?
Up to you.
Me? Oh, yeah. That'll be the day.
Well, that's for him. Will you really consider his list?
Of course.
Mind you, whether it comes to anything, that's another matter.
Then Wigton will be able to say you made a promise, broke it, and that'll be seen as a cover-up.
Not at all. The sort of questions he'll come up with will never get a straight answer from MI5 or 6, never mind GCHQ. So...
You blame them for withholding information. I'm not sure where that gets you.
Charles, if the leadership opinion polls are only half right, then I imagine we'll be looking for someone in number 10 who is a straight talker.
You know, Dougal, you are a devious rascal.
Not at all. Prudent, perhaps, but never devious.
Oh, no? Anyway, must be off. Oh, by the way, you are down for the weekend, aren't you?
Charles, it's your birthday. Of course I'll be down. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Splendid, old man. Splendid. And Ros?
Oh, I meant to mention that. I play she's away at the moment.
Oh, of course. Leeds?
As it happens, yes. Yes, that's right, Charles. Leeds.
Blast, blast, and blast. Can't any of these blasted girls spell? I give up. Come.
Oh, begging your pardon, sir. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, Mr. Sharp.
Rose, sir. Well, she's not there, and are you...
Yes, she's away. Is it important?
Well, sir, that chap was here again. I left this for you. Same as last time.
When was this?
Just 5 minutes. I tried to...
Shut the door, will you? Now, start again. Sit you down.
Well, sir, like I said, I tried to ring through. No reply.
Blasted girls. Go on.
Well, that's it really, sir. Same instructions. Your eyes only. Such the old James Bond, you know.
You're sure it was the same man?
Well, you know me, sir. Never forgot a face. Same party. On my mother, sir. Same party.
What exactly happened?
Well, I'm standing there, you know, by the desk in the central lobby. Suddenly, he's there.
You didn't see him come in?
Well, I'm not really looking, am I? Usual Friday morning crowd. I'm just coming through from the chamber and, as I say, that was it.
Can you remember exactly what he said, exactly?
Well, he's giving me the envelope. Bit of a shove to it, so I can't say no. And then he's saying, give that to Sir Charles Bannister and no one else.
That all?
Yes. Except he said immediately.
Then where did he go?
Well, that's the odd bit. I'm not rightly sure. You see, he's shoving it in my hand so fast, and I'm looking at it, thinking what you said last time. I'm listening to what he said, and when I look up...
He disappeared.
Well, sir, I suppose he has. There he was, gone, so to speak.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Look, for the moment, let's keep this to ourselves.
No, very good, sir. Understood. Mum's the word, sir.
My godfather, James. Henry, I've had another letter. Just now. Look, are you going down to Hampshire on the 1:30? Good. I'm reserved in coach G. See you there.
I must say, Charles, the wording is jolly odd. What does he mean? So court a mistress, she denies you. Let her alone, she will court you. I don't understand.
Isn't it Johnson?
Is it?
I don't know. I think so. I can't remember where. It'll come.
Right, surely, Charles. But what does it mean?
Well, presumably whoever it is telling us that someone has a mistress. Why quote Johnson?
So we have a literate scallywag.
Not exactly. After all, I remember it from school, I suppose.
Something else that's rather odd, Charles. Why should your Mr. Sharp...
George Sharp, yes.
Why should it be him? A rare coincidence. He is, after all, but one of the badge messengers.
Maybe whoever it was waited for him.
He is, I take it, trustworthy.
Oh, absolutely.
He couldn't be in this with someone at the house, I suppose. No, no, of course not.
No, Mr. Sharp's one of the best. He's been in the house 10 years.
Anything is possible, my dear.
He does have this odd habit of mimicking folk he's heard on the wireless.
Not a trait which would instinctively lodge him among the criminal classes.
And he did mention something to Rose about a scandal.
There you see, Charles. One moment you're stoutly defending him, then in trying circumstances, suspicion.
What I can't understand, Henry, is why send this to me?
Because he sent the last one to you.
Yes, but why to me in the first place?
We don't know, of course, that you are the lone recipient of this distasteful scribble.
Well, that would be awful. Well, we'd have heard.
Really? I'd have thought that unlikely. Have you mentioned it to anyone else?
Apart from Dougal, no.
There you are.
I suppose so.
And our Hibernian friend, what does he say?
Well, Dougal is Dougal. He's quite untouched by something like this.
Unless it brings down the government and therefore threatens his seat.
He's hardly going to do that, not nowadays. He would have to be...
Yes? He would have to be...
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about.
Nevertheless, you have.
No, let's stick to the skeletons we know.
And as you know, others lurk in the shadows. Unwise, Charles, quite unwise.
That's it, shadows. That's where it's from. Ben Jonson, that women are men's shadows, or something like that.
Perhaps we have a literary mischief maker and a cryptic one. That women are men's shadows, what does that suggest?
Nothing.
No, don't you see? Our poison pen man is suggesting that the indiscretion at a high place is with a lady in the shadow. A dark lady, Or one who is there for all to see, but none does, because she is there for all to see.
Look, Henry, I'll leave the detective work to you. I simply want to know who it is.
Before, rather than after the deluge, of course.
Right. If I'm supposed to put out sandbags, I really need to be told which doorstep's likely to be flooded.
You do understand, Mary, that Ros would have come if she hadn't been so tied up.
One misses out so much when one's into bondage.
Oh, I'm serious. She had to be in Leeds.
Yes, Dougal.
It's very embarrassing.
You'll cope.
Well, I didn't mean for me. You must think she doesn't like coming here.
Don't tell me what to think, Dougal.
I didn't mean that.
Of course you didn't. You never meant anything in your whole life. That's how you cope, remember?
Where do you want these little plates?
Alice. Oh, what's that? Get down. On the dresser.
I'd better go and unpack. Do you mind?
Of course not. Off you toddle. Got everything you need?
Yes, thanks.
Within reason, that is.
So where do you think you're going?
He's quite interesting, isn't he?
Dougal? He's appalling. But yes... I suppose that creates some interest.
He was very funny on the way down. He was telling me about his intelligence committee.
He's only the chairman. I'm not sure that Parliament's handed it over lock, stock and thingy.
As far as he's concerned, they have. He's terribly ambitious. He obviously thinks this is the way back into government.
That's Dougal's problem. He's obvious. He'll never do it, of course.
Yesterday's man.
Not even that. Dougal belongs to that curious group of MPs who've held really quite high office. Although no one can remember for the life of them which high office.
He doesn't talk like someone at the end of the line.
Dougal will go to his grave believing that come the resurrection, it'll be his right to be the first one up.
By the way, I put my foot in it. I asked about his wife. Ros?
Oh, dear. That's like mentioning the Elgin Marbles to the Foreign Office.
He said they have an understanding. That's civilised.
Not much option. They're Catholics.
So he really does want to go to heaven?
Via the cabinet, yes.
Anyway, I think he's rather sweet.
Totally untrustworthy.
He's a man. They make them that way.
Not all of them.
All of them.
So you think something's up then, do you, George?
It could be, Mr. Wigton. Surprising what goes on, you know.
Oh, I do. But it takes a chap like yourself to really know these things. You're everywhere, aren't you?
Trust, Mr. Wigton. That's why. Trust. Badge messengers, they see everything and see nothing. That's the drill, sir.
Oh, I've got to give the old values.
This is true, sir. Very true.
What for the road?
Well, I shouldn't, sir. I've got a train to catch.
Oh, come on. One more won't hurt.
Oh, there'll be no pain, Mr. Wigton. This stuff hardly touches the side.
Where are you off to, then, home?
Today. Kent.
I thought you were an Essex man.
Suffolk. Lived in Essex.
So, why Kent?
Friend.
I know Kent. He's in Maidstone.
No, this is on the coast. Herne Bay. Lovely spot in the summer.
Oh, nice. Yes, that's nice.
Yes, very nice. Old ideas. Proper ideas.
Good. Nice to hear it. Not like this place, eh?
Oh, some of them, but some of them no.
And you hear it all?
Like the other three monkeys.
Go on.
See all evil, hear all evil, and...
Just time for that quick one, I think, don't you, George?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be enough food to feed the 5,000.
You wait till all the constituents that people get here. They'll make that little feast look like the Cambridge diet.
Why are you people so contemptuous of everyone? You talk about other MPs as if they were villains.
I never exaggerate.
Your own party workers, you say, are hangers-on, greedy and pains in the backside.
I must have missed something out, but go on.
You're winding me up.
Of course.
You think I'm stupid?
No. Let's lunch on Monday, then I can tell you why.
Let's not, then you won't have to think of a reason.
You like Italian food?
No.
Chinese?
No.
Well, you can't like English.
No.
Then what?
Indian.
Oh, I can't eat curry, then go into the... Oh, very clever.
In one turtle.
What about Monday?
Call me Tuesday and I'll tell you if I regret not coming.
You will, Monday.
Oh, Henry, what a lovely surprise. Bye.
Oh, dear. Is it something I forgot to say?
Don't worry. He's off to see if his nose is okay.
A cold?
Out of joint.
Hmm?
Just a joke.
Yeah, well, I hope you never joke with Dougal. He has no detectable senses of humour.
Come on. I think he's quite sweet. And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, my dear, in the recent circumstances, your judgment about who and what is sweet or otherwise is somewhat fallible. Hmm?
Come on, then. Bring it here. You daft animal. Come on, fetch.
He's simple.
It has its advantages. Now where's he off to?
He'll be back. Let him go. It really is beautiful. It's so nice to be by ourselves for a moment.
The first time we came here, you said you were afraid of woods. Mind you, it was getting dark.
I don't really remember that, do you?
Of course I do. It's just after Christmas. What, 30 years ago?
Then, of course, you don't. It was... Good Lord, I suppose it was. 30 years. You were rather grand.
Oh, I do hope not.
I was still at school. You were already in chambers. Mother told me you had a future.
You were only 15.
17.
She was plotting even then?
Mother has always plotted. That's why she lives on. She still hasn't agreed terms with the devil.
She's a very sweet woman.
Oh, you sound like Alex. Just before you arrived, she was trying to convince me that Dougal is a sweet man.
She's not keen on him.
She rather likes him.
Dougal?
I'm afraid it may be a case of the rebound.
Kay Bennett.
Oh, no. I mean Alex.
Really? Poor old Alex.
Charles, you're drooling.
She's jolly nice. In fact, I've always liked her.
Come on, Worcester. Don't say anything to her, will you?
Of course not.
I didn't mean to tell you.
Is it... Was it anyone we know?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Worcester!
And you won't tell me what happened?
No. Except that... Well, he's already married.
I see.
But then, Charles, he is a man, and they do tend to be on these occasions.
Shouldn't we be getting back? Polly will be down shortly. I assume young Nick's still bringing her.
Yes. There's something else I wanted to have a word with you about.
They get on rather well, don't they? Nice enough, lad.
Actually, they get on very well indeed.
Oh, I see.
I'm not sure you do.
You think he might want to talk to me about an engagement or something?
No, darling. We tend not to do that sort of thing now.
Well, I suppose not. I asked your father, of course.
That was very sweet of you, darling. No, it's more about this evening's arrangements.
Dinner?
Charles... Dougal's in the end room. Henry's where he always is. Alex is in the old night nursery.
Oh.
Nick will not be sleeping on the sofa.
I see. You mean Nick and Polly?
So I do.
I'm not sure that I approve.
I'm sure you don't, Charles.
There must be an alternative.
Oh, there is. The back of the Range Rover. I'm afraid it's known as growing up.
She certainly has.
No, Charles. It meant us.
Hey, look at the flaming town. I must be away. You never swore till I was 16, you know.
What? Oh. Oh, is that a fact?
I wouldn't dare, Mr. Wigton. Dad would have clipped me one. Decency, that's it. That's the very word, George. Yeah. Decency. It's the way they pretend, especially here. The way they pretend and think they're special. Prison company accepted. Don't mean no offence, Mr. Wigton.
Oh, no, no. None taken. Tell me,
Someone's at it, aren't they? Of course they are. They are. And you know who? Maybe. Men like you, but you're everywhere, I bet you do.
Maybe.
Who then? probably nothing in it, though, you know, just another rumour, eh?
More than that.
Well, I really must away.
Being a badger messenger, I get to see what others don't.
Yes, I'm sure you do, George, but I must go.
Like the letters.
Oh, aye.
Both of them. One Sir Charles Bannister had.
Really? Well, perhaps in time for another half.
Don't mind
if I do.
right.
Yes. What letters were these then, George?
House featured Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister, Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter, Isla Blair as Mary, Christopher Benjamin, Henry, Trevor Peacock, Wigton, Norman Bird, Sharp, and Caroline Bliss as Alex. It was written by Christopher Lee and produced by Neil Cargill.